Simon Danchuk.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Can I start by expressing my condolences to the families of those who lost their lives in the tragic German Airwings air crash? Mr. Speaker, there aren't any in the Prime Minister's constituency. There is just one in the Home Secretary's seat, and yet there are 680 people seeking asylum in Rochdale, more than in the entire south-east of England. Well, we're all proud of the assistance that this country offers to those in need, but public services in Rochdale are already stretched, and this uneven dispersal of asylum seekers is not helping the situation. Yeah, does the Prime Minister accept that this is not fair on Rochdale, and what does he plan to do about it?
Well, first of all, can I say I think the Honourable Gentleman is absolutely right to raise this issue, that what we inherited was completely unacceptable. The numbers of asylum seekers are down by a third from the peak that they reached under Labour. What we have done is we are fast-tracking more cases, we're resolving more cases more quickly, but I have to say to him, the legislation governing the distribution of asylum seekers was something that was put in place under the last Labour government. But I have been following what the Honourable Gentleman has been saying. He's sent some very good dispatches from the front in terms of knocking on doors in Rochdale. And this is what he says. Any Labour politician that says to you they knock on a door and Ed Miliband is popular, they're telling lies. He says that about his own side. He says, you know, this North London elite view of the world just doesn't play in Rochdale, Rotherham, Runcorn, or anywhere else beginning with an R outside the M25. Well, I'd like to encourage him to do more interviews, because he could add Reading, Redditch, Redruth, Reigate, Rochford, Romford, Romsey, Rossendale, Rushcliffe, Rutland, Rye, and probably Rosyth too, the way they're going.